This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Three bills aimed at helping people who use powered wheelchairs are up for consideration at the state legislature today. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
The most sweeping of the bills creates a right to repair for powered wheelchairs. If it passes, manufacturers would have to sell parts and diagnostic manuals to wheelchair owners and independent repair shops to make it possible to fix and maintain them. A second bill would allow people to repair their wheelchairs or other rehabilitative technology without first getting approval from Medicaid. And a third one would require car rental companies provide vehicles with adaptive technology. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A third Denver Starbucks is demanding union recognition from corporate owners. CPR's Paolo Jalsita has more.
Workers at a Starbucks on Leedsdale Drive say a majority of employees at the store have signed a union authorization card. The store joins at least five other Colorado locations pushing a union so far, and over 150 stores across the nation. If not granted voluntary recognition, the workers will file for an election with the National Labor Relations Board. Starbucks has so far strongly opposed unionization efforts, with employees accusing the company of engaging in union busting strategies at stores where efforts are underway. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
In Pueblo, the Evraz steel mill is so far weathering the economic sanctions against the Russian oligarch who owns part of its parent company, UCCS economist Tatiana Bailey.
The supply chains are already in a lot of upheaval. So if they have a steady supply of steel, I don't think what's happening with this particular company is necessarily going to have an impact on their buying decision.
The Pueblo Mill recycles scrap steel into train rails, pipe, and other products. A new long rail mill is currently under construction there, and work is finished on a giant solar array that will power the mill. We are streaming Morning Edition online this morning. On the radio, it's live coverage of the Senate hearing and President Biden's Supreme Court nominee. This is CPR News and KRCC.